On the first Monday of December 2019, you're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice for Gemma Gaudette. The cities of Boise and Caldwell will have special runoff elections tomorrow. The runoffs are required because in two hotly contested races, the Boise mayoral campaign and the race for a seat on the Caldwell City Council, none of the candidates received more than a majority. So here we are. We're fortunate today that we have two reporters to help us make our way through these particular races. Aaron Bamer and Margaret Carmel are journalists with the Idaho Press, and they've been covering these races as close as anyone. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Margaret, let's set the stage in Boise. There's two names on the ballot.
So we have the incumbent Mayor Beter and City Council President Lauren McLean on the ballot, kind of vying for mayor. And really this came about from after a really intense seven-candidate race for mayor in November, was not able to get to 50%. And Mayor Dave Beter was the favorite. You know, he's a longtime incumbent. He's been well-loved in the city since he first started, took office in 2004. And everyone is, you know, everyone was kind of expecting him to run away with the lead. But then Lauren McLean came in and took, you know, 46% of the vote, and he only took 30% in November. And so they're doing another 30 days in the ring, and we'll see who's going to come out on top tomorrow.
46% Lauren McLean. I think that was really the surprise headline.
For
other than the fact that Dave Beter didn't win, some conventional wisdom was that a long slate of opponents would benefit him, but it didn't.
No, and McLean was very popular with voters, particularly I think for her stance on wanting more public input from residents on large projects. Early in her campaign, you know, she basically said, hey, I'm listening to people. I want to let voters in more often on these large projects, like the rebuild of the main library and the proposed partnership to build a sports park. And I think that she, you know, she capitalized on voters' frustrations with not having enough input on these types of projects, whereas Mayor Beter's perspective was, you know, more along the lines of, okay, well, we had this input and now we're going to do these projects and you're going to love it. Mm. You know, he kind of viewed that as, well, it's a vocal minority that's frustrated with these projects, whereas McLean kind of capitalized saying, no, I think we need to, people are getting fed up. I think we need to listen to that. And I think she really saw that boost at the polls.
In Caldwell, Aaron Bamer, two names on the ballot, and this is for a seat on the council.
Yeah, it's for seat six on Caldwell City Council. The two candidates are Evangeline Beachler, who is the chair of the Idaho Democratic Party, and former Senator John McGee. And what's interesting is in this race, runoff was pretty unprecedented in Caldwell. According to the Caldwell mayor, Garen Ankolas, there has never been a runoff in Caldwell history, and certainly not in the last 30 years since they passed an ordinance kind of laying the groundwork for how elections work. But then on election night on November 5th, John McGee appeared to win that election. He got about just over 39% of the vote, whereas Evangeline Beachler and the incumbent Chuck Static got about 30% each. And then there was kind of some backlash about those results. A group of residents started reviewing Caldwell's city code about elections and started asking questions of the city and Canyon County about whether this would warrant an a runoff election because McGee did not get 50% of the vote. And there was a lot of confusion for a good 3 days from the city of Caldwell and from Canyon County. And finally, after reviewing Caldwell City Code and State Code, they decided to hold this runoff election, which, again, has never happened in Caldwell.
Is it fair to say that they might clean up some of the wording of that once this election is over?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost a guarantee at this point. The Caldwell City Clerk told me that at Caldwell City Council's upcoming meeting on December 16th, they're going to review an ordinance amendment regarding the elections because the wording was kind of vague enough to create this situation.
Let's talk about particulars. Tomorrow, the polls will open in Boise, traditional times, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 88 precincts.
Correct.
In the city. But in Caldwell. What's going on?
They're opening their polling location an hour earlier.
Just one polling location?
Yes, just one at the Canyon County Elections Office.
And as a result, they're expecting lines and they're going to open early.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say what voter turnout is going to be. Historically, voter turnout's pretty low in Caldwell, but it's kind of impossible to say because this is such an unprecedented race.
Unprecedented because rarely do people outside of Caldwell know the names on a city council race, but goodness knows, we know John McGee and Evangeline Beachler.
Yeah.
And so a number of people have weighed in on this election, including our ex-governor.
Yes. Yeah. He sent out an endorsement for John McGee about a week ago. John McGee worked for Governor Otter when Otter was still governor, obviously. He didn't really go into details about why he was endorsing John McGee, other than that he has conservative values. And also, interestingly, the incumbent, who is not in the race for this runoff, Chuck Static, said that he was considering endorsing Beachler over McGee. And he said he decided against a formal endorsement, but has said that he will vote for Beachler if she promises to keep her decisions conservative if she's elected.
She's Aaron Bamer of Idaho Press, and we're also here with Margaret Carmel from Idaho Press. Margaret, the race for Boise mayor is heated, well, on a slow day. It's rather nasty on some days.
Correct. We've seen a recent flurry of mailers that are attacking Lauren McClain over some of her political views. We've seen two so far from it's a new group called the Responsible Government Fund, which is paid for by two big Boise developers, and David Wally from Gardner and Gary Hawkins from Hawkins Companies. And they are basically attacking Lauren McClain over her view that we should not be ticketing people for public camping and should be doing other preventative measures, and, you know, linking her to the rise of homeless encampments. And then another mailer came out over the weekend that was attacking her as a liberal, and it featured Republican David Leroy as endorsing Mayor Day, you know, talking about Mayor Day Beater, and it had a list of things about McClain, you know, registered North End Democrat, radical gun agenda, environmental supporter. And the irony is, Dave Beater is very much a fixture of the Idaho Democratic Party.
Big picture of him and President Obama.
He is on his wall. Yes, and he is very, you know, so these mailers are trying to, I think, stoke some.
He's going for the right wing.
He's going for the right wing to try to see if they, or at least his supporters are going for the right wing, trying to see if they can pick up those people that voted for maybe former Mayor Brent Coles, Ada County Highway District President Rebecca Arnold, try to see if he can get those people to side with Beater. I don't know. We'll see. It might be too little too late in this short race.
That said, there is no polling in this election, so it's anybody's guess. Some of us were rather surprised, not necessarily in the order, but in some of the numbers. The turnout in the general election was very impressive.
Yes.
So anyway, again, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 88 precincts. We're talking with Margaret Carmel and Aaron Bamer of Idaho Press about tomorrow, special runoff elections in Boise and also in Caldwell. We had some questions and comments, so maybe we could all help out some of our listeners. Wes has a question on our website. The Boise runoff, well, here's a comment. The Boise runoff is a waste of time and money. Clearly, the electorate sent a message. They wanted Beater out. Look at the numbers. How many Arnold voters are going to switch to Beater? And that goes to the question that you posed, Margaret, and that is, to some supporters, he's trying to court some of those voters.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it could also be that those folks stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard sentiment from a lot of people and seen it on social media of anyone but Mayor Beater. You know, I think there is that idea of no matter who it is, people would have preferred a conservative choice, but they're saying, okay, whoever is running against Mayor Beater, that's who I'm going to cast my vote for. I think that and former Mayor Brent Coles had a letter to the editor in the Idaho Press endorsing Lauren McClain. And that's kind of a complicated situation and maybe not an endorsement that everyone would fly from, you know, from the top of the rafters or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did endorse her. And I think that counting on those conservative votes just to immediately shuffle to Mayor Beter's side, I don't think that's a sure bet.
Aaron, there's a question from Sam on our website. This council race in Caldwell is provocative just based on the personalities involved. How do you think John McGee's history of sexual harassment, assault, auto theft, and DUI as a state senator figures into the Caldwell runoff? It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. That has become kind of the one thing working against McGee in this runoff election. There have kind of been two pillar arguments, one against each of the candidates. For Beachler, it's been her association with the Democratic Party. And then with McGee, a lot of people have come out saying that they absolutely do not want McGee in office just because of what happened in 2011 and 2012 when he was accused and then later pleaded guilty to sexually harassing a Senate staffer while he was a senator. And that has kind of haunted him throughout this entire race, but especially in the last few weeks, people continually seem to bring it up. And there's not really much he can say to that.
And the question to be answered tomorrow is what happens to those votes for all of the opponents against mm-hmm. John McGee in the general election? Were those really hardline anti-McGee votes?
Yeah.
And where do those people land up and land in a runoff?
Yeah. Well, it definitely is a factor that Static is more supportive of Beachler than he is of McGee, for sure. But Static is also a very conservative leader on the council. And so it's really up in the air whether people are going to follow Static's support for Beachler or consider the fact that she is vocally a Democrat.
Fascinating alliances in both races. Question from Weston on our website. Is there any possibility of a change in the requirements to elect a candidate from a majority to some other system? It seems as though there was a clear consensus to elect McClain. And while in Boise, the city council does not require a majority plus one, the mayor's race still does.
Yeah, and I haven't heard any talk at the city or from city council about changing that sort of requirement and going to just a, you know, regular flat majority of the votes. But that could also have to do with the fact that almost every single member of the current Boise City Council supports Mayor Beter. The only city council member that has not weighed in on this race is city council member Lisa Sanchez. I'm unsure of what she thinks about this. She's been very reticent about it the entire time. I think that if the results were not as, you know, if the result of having a runoff was not favorable to Mayor Beter getting another chance to run another race, I think we would have heard that conversation. We could have, but I don't know for sure.
Can you both weigh in on, the temperature? My guess it's gone up a few degrees. The level of confidence in these campaigns, how tense they are, how nervous they are. I'm guessing tomorrow can't come soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, to say it's getting heated is kind of an understatement. It's hard to say how confident each of the candidates are. I would say that there is a good level of confidence with both of them. McGee maintains with he and his campaign team that they won this election on November 5th, despite the fact that he's not challenging a runoff. He said he expects a strong turnout and for the voters essentially to vote the same way. And Beachler's kind of saying the opposite, that there has been a lot of anti-McGee sentiment in the past few weeks. And she's been working hard, going door to door and meeting with people and encouraging them to turn out those 280 so votes that separated her and McGee in the November 5th race.
And Margaret, Laura McClain made very clear. She said, no more debates. She called the last debate at the City Club theatrical.
Right. And that is something that has kind of been something that the Beter campaign has been frustrated about this entire time. They feel like they didn't get their fair shot, you know, to debate McClain. And what I keep hearing from them is saying, well, Laura McClain doesn't want to talk about her record. It made her uncomfortable to have that scrutiny from Mayor Beter on the stage at the debate. But the way the McClain campaign and her supporters see it is that, you know, she stood up there and was attacked several times by Mayor Beter, and it was just him attacking her and her defending herself. And they didn't, you know, they kind of didn't feel like it was worth it going, you know, to put her up there and just to have that really contentious, you know, kind of quote unquote fireworks debate mm-hmm. once more. You know, we'll see what happens after she made that decision. The Idaho Statesman put out an editorial kind of condemning the decision of her, you know, not to have more debates. There were several prominent journalists, you know, in Idaho, including Idaho Public Television's Melissa Davlin and your own Gemma Gaudette, who condemned the decision. So we'll see what voters think about it. I don't know. We'll find out if that swayed anyone and if these numbers tomorrow come out any different than they did in November.
For sure. This is a social media campaign, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It has added an extra layer, certainly. But here we are. It's December. Let's get this thing over with. But it'll be very interesting to see what the turnout is.
I agree. And I've said this from the beginning, this runoff is going to be a turnout game.
Yeah.
Who can get – it's not just enough to get people to vote for you again or to support you again. It's to get them to show up again. And I think that, you know, helping people know about an election day that's on a weird day, there's only one choice on the ballot, that's a tough sell. For a lot of voters who might not be totally like laser focused on Boise politics, because we've all got things going on. We have kids to take care of, laundry to do, you know, all chores around the house, our jobs. It's hard for, you know, not everyone is totally laser focused on this the way that they might be as more aware of a general election.
Well, pace yourselves.
We'll try.
Be caffeinated.
We definitely will.
Okay. Margaret Carmel. Aaron Boehmer from Idaho Press. Thanks so very much, and best of luck to you, too. I've been saying best of luck to the candidates. I think the journalists need a little luck to make their way through tomorrow night.
I'm
George Prentice. It's Idaho Matters on a Monday, and we continue in a moment.